Good morning and welcome to Local Matters. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry, and I have Dan Smith from Nine Yards Landscaping. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here today. So what is Nine Yards Landscaping?
Mainly a landscaping business. We mow a few yards, not many. I enjoy landscaping more than I do cutting grass.
So if I'm, just oblivious and I'm just driving to work this morning, what includes landscaping?
Anything. Hardscapes, dirt work.
Okay, what does hardscape mean?
Hardscape.
For those of us that aren't into landscaping.
Pavers, rocks, pavers.
Like sidewalks and patios,
correct,
and driveways?
Correct.
Okay. Making things look pretty.
Yes.
Do you do like shrubbery plants? Is that a thing? Shrubbery?
Shrubbery. Shrubbery is a thing.
Okay.
We plant trees, shrubs. I mean, anything you'd want in your yard.
And lighting is something that you kind of started into?
Yeah. A couple years ago, I started doing lighting and it's really taken off. So far this month, we've done 106 lights.
Oh, my gosh.
In 2 weeks. So
wow.
That's pretty good.
That's really good. And that seems, it seems kind of like the bougie. Do you know what bougie means? The young kids say it. That seems like the fancy thing to do. Like, oh, I'm not fancy enough to have lighting on my house. But sometimes it's just it's aesthetically pleasing, but it's
yes,
a safety factor, too.
We did two last week just for security reasons.
Mm-hmm.
One lady had a guy she found out was walking down the road and got on her front porch and charged his phone for a few hours.
Oh, my God. Just sitting on her front porch.
Yeah.
And my gosh.
Another lady got broke into a few months ago.
Yeah.
And it's a deterrent. I mean,
it is for sure. And I think in my house, I never used to turn the front porch lights on because I was like, well, no one's coming over. I don't need to see anything. So what do I need to turn these lights on for? But then I do think then people know you're home. People know that it's lit up. So if they are on your front porch, that other people can see them. So it is interesting to me. I've started turning my front porch lights on.
Yeah, the path lights, if you put them in your flower beds, mm-hmm, you know, behind your shrubs and stuff, you don't have all these places to hide,
mm-hmm,
you know, and then the up lights pretty much light up. It's just, it makes a real good deterrent for people.
And like I said, it's pretty.
Yes.
It kind of makes your house stand out as like
it does.
The fancy house on the block.
Well, good thing for me, I'll do one. And then the neighbor would be calling.
Yeah.
Because they can't stay going, that looks great.
Yeah, so that works out so well. So tell me a bit, let's back it up. So are you from this area? Are you
from Cookeville, yes.
Graduated from Cookeville High kind of thing?
I did.
Always here, forever and ever.
Yep, 94, graduated in 94. I moved, I probably shouldn't say that. I was actually born in Michigan.
Michigan girl, so.
But I only lived there for 6 weeks.
Oh, okay.
And then we moved down here. My dad was a professor at Tech for 20-something years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we got moved to Tennessee.
Yeah, so you kind of settled in Cookeville. And as a kid, did you think that you would be an entrepreneur? Did you think that you were going to start a business? Was that your goal?
Originally, I wanted to be in wildlife.
Okay, state, yeah.
And then
with animals or more nature stuff, like more plants,
like
and trees,
a wildlife agent.
Okay.
Yep. I started, I don't know, when I was 10, 11, cutting grass, and I'd push a mower to yards, you know, just knock on their door.
Yeah.
And so started doing that, and then
Think when you were like 10 years old, did you realize, like, I'm running my own business? Like, this is cool.
No.
You were like, I need money to buy
I was
my...
thinking I was getting $12 for mowing this yard.
Yeah.
So, and then I did that into high school and quit for a little bit. And then when I started college, that's what I did through college. I was just cutting grass and doing light landscaping.
Yeah. It is interesting. So I cut my own grass for the most part, but every now and then I need some, I'm out of town and it's hard to find neighborhood kids that will cut the grass like it was when, you know, in the 80s or 90s that that was a thing, and people, you know, mainly boys would that was their first job is cutting grass.
Right.
And I finally found my neighbors are, shout out to the Reeves family. they do a great job, and they, you know, but it's like, okay, well, I thought this was a thing. I thought young men were supposed to want to cut grass,
yeah.
But that's just not the way of the world anymore.
No, it's a big business now.
Yeah.
Since everybody's got a zero turn, and it's a big business.
Yeah. So you, you're doing this for through high school, and you, after you graduate, what do you decide that you're going to do?
Graduate high school or college?
High school. You said you're going to go to college.
Yep.
Did you go to Tech?
Went to Tech.
And what did you major in there? Where's your
landscape and nursery management? So.
Okay, so you at that point, so pretty early on, you thought that this was going to be your path.
Right.
And did you think that you were going to own your own business, or you thought you might work for somebody?
At first, I was thinking I wanted to be at a golf course, be the manager of a golf course, and so that's why I chose that at that time. And of course, I just kept business kept growing for me while I was in college.
So when you were in college, did you ever hire anybody else, or you were doing it all by yourself?
I'd have a guy helping me quite a bit. I mean, not the first year or two, but after that,
yeah,
I'd have pretty much a full time.
In case you're just joining us, we have Dan Smith from Nine Yards Landscaping. So hiring, I mean, having somebody help you at, you know, maybe 20 years old, did you think of the fact that you were definitely running a business then? Or did you think, I just have somebody helping me out?
Kind of running a business, yeah. I mean, it was getting there. But, I mean, it's, you start learning, of course, with employees and stuff. But while you're in college, you know, there's all these guys that had the same classes. And I go, hey, man, you want to go work for a while?
Yeah.
And then you'd find a guy that'd stick with you a lot of time.
You weren't making $12 an hour anymore at that point, were you?
No. I was doing better than most of my friends working at wherever.
Yeah, minimum wage at, fast food restaurant. Yeah. So, I mean, and kind of building what you hoped to be a career at that point, right?
Yeah, I retained a lot of the yards for years.
Yeah.
I kind of took a break about 10 years ago and started doing some other pretty much handyman work. And I sold all my yards, and then I still did landscaping. But I've got, it's full time now. I've went back to
Landscaping.
Yep.
And how, and mowing is what percentage do you think of your?
We've got like 15 yards. So barely.
So not much.
And it's just the yards we mow, they're big maintenance accounts. So
yeah.
that's why we keep them. And somebody's got to mow them. And obviously, if I let somebody else go mow them,
right,
they
yeah.
get the maintenance too.
So what do you think is, when you go into a landscaping job, I think there's an artistic element of creating a landscape for someone's home. Where do you get the inspiration for some of that part of things?
I just kind of got used to it. And I mean, I'll ask the customer what they like, you know, what kind of plants, if they have an idea, and if they don't, I'll suggest, and we just kind of walk through it together.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do you think, is there some way that it strikes you that like, oh, something tall here, something short here? How do you?
Obviously, pretty much on the corners of the house, you put something tall. Under the windows, you don't hide any windows. So what I call a base plant, you get your base plants back there. Then you come out in front of those and put different kinds of plants.
Like shorter little ground covering things.
Yeah.
And is this all stuff that you learned when you were in school, or it's just been years of doing this? That
more years of doing it than just figuring out what people want.
Yeah. So you graduate, you're kind of just mowing lawns. When did you decide, did you ever go work for somebody else?
I have not. I worked at a Bailey Company down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also cutting grass.
So you were kind of doing it on the side still, but you did at least have one job.
Yeah. Well, I've worked a few places in town. I worked at Julian's Body Shop for a while. Then I worked at Bailey Company, and I've had a boss.
It is kind of funny though. Sometimes people, you know, people who are from this area, they're like, I've only had two zip codes in my whole life, or three zip codes. You've had two or three bosses in your whole life.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty amazing that you started at like 10 years old and kind of remained on the same path for the most part. So when did Nine Yards Landscaping, when was the birth of your official business?
Well, I've had a couple different names. One, I came up with a name and then found out somebody else already had it, and they got pretty upset at me. So I changed. I went to Nine Yards, and it was probably 95, I think.
That's a while. I mean, I was still in middle school at the time.
Don't say that. Well, I was just out of high school.
Right. So, so Nine Yards. So 95-ish. You've been doing that. Gosh, 25 years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So, what do you think is the best part about being an entrepreneur?
Well, I guess because you're the boss. A lot of people think it's easy, but it's not easy. I mean, you put a lot of time in that people don't know about.
Yeah. Like,
I've got the guys working today putting a yard in, and I've got to go to Salina to look at another job. So there's just a lot of stuff that goes on that people don't realize.
That's true of entrepreneurship in general. We'll be back in a second.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry, and I have Dan Smith from Nine Yards Landscaping in this morning. So, Dan, we were just talking about kind of about entrepreneurship in general. And you said there's a lot more that kind of goes into it than people know. And that's so true of entrepreneurship, is that you're the one that's kind of working the hard days and long nights. And how much pressure do you feel having employees? I mean, so how big is your company now?
I've got five guys.
Five guys.
Yep.
And I just said that to my boss the other day. Nobody understands he has the pressure to get money so that I get paid and I support my family.
Exactly.
Because he's my boss. So how much pressure is that on you to make sure you can provide for these five guys?
It's a lot. I mean, because I end up becoming friends with them.
Yeah.
And so I feel responsible for, their livelihood. And, landscape gets kind of hard in the wintertime. I mean, weather can shut you down. Luckily, we've stayed busy, but there's a lot of pressure to make sure they make their money, too.
Well, and you mentioned that you're going to Salina. So how big of a region do you cover?
I'm going to Salina today, and then the week after next, I've got a job in Nashville we're doing.
How do people in Nashville know of you?
Probably Google.
Yeah.
That's how Salina found out about me.
So for someone who wanted to go into plant research and got their degree in landscape management, how have you kept up with Google and making sure you're searchable? And do you have help that does some of that stuff?
Yes. I've got a lifelong friend in town that has advertising advertising agency, and he's helped me through it all.
And do you contract that out to him, or do you try and kind of stay on it yourself as well?
No, he takes care of it.
Yeah, which I think that's with entrepreneurship, I think it's knowing your strengths and weaknesses. A lot of times I talk with people that are like, I'm not a numbers person. I don't want to do my books. I've hired a great accountant, and that was the end of it. And so I think that's what people need to know sometimes, is that it's okay to hire out the things and not struggle with all the things that go into running a business.
Oh, you've got to have an accountant.
Yeah.
I hope you do anyway. I couldn't make it without one.
I think sometimes people really try and just run their business with like, oh, well, I'll figure out the numbers. I have money in my account, so that works.
Yeah, well, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't.
But, I mean, and that probably doesn't make you a 25-year business, you know? That doesn't set you up for longevity.
I agree.
Yeah. You know? So you have a big region of the Upper Cumberland that you spread across, and you have an advertising agency. One of the things that we talked about, and I've seen you, so you have a flyer that you... A hang tag?
A door hanger.
Door hanger. See, I'm not up on the lingo. That you've kind of gone, and so you and your guys have gone house to house. How do you think that has done for you?
Really well. Which I do a few different types of advertising, but the door hangers may be the top. And then obviously it costs me money for the door hangers, and I've got to pay the guys to hang them. But on rainy days when we can't do anything, if we get slow for some reason, I've always got something we can do. And of course, the door hangers generate money for me.
Yeah.
So they work out really well.
It's interesting because do you think that's kind of a landscaping specific type of advertising? Because it's not something that, I mean, aside from churches. And landscaping, I feel like those are kind of the main sources of door to door kind of. But you know, do you think that's kind of specific to landscaping, or
I don't know if it's specific. It's just it's good to get it in their hands.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put them on the doors. We can't put them in the paper box, or we have to put them in the paper box. You cannot put them in the mailbox. But it gets it in their hands.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they're good looking door hangers, so it catches their attention.
Well, and I think it's a hard piece when you're running a business is to invest into the advertising component of things. People want to, oh, well, you know, word of mouth will spread. It's interesting to me that I know about you because of word of mouth, because you've done some great lighting and friends of my house, you know, friends' houses of mine. And so it's been word of mouth. And I think Cookeville's a very word of mouth kind of town.
It is. For sure.
But the fact that's not what you said is the first way that people know about you, you think it's Google. That's pretty interesting to me.
Well, Google, there is a way to track it, but I don't know how to tell you.
I'm sure that your advertising agency does that.
Yes. And I don't know how to tell you the difference between the door hangers and other advertising I'm doing, radio.
Yeah.
I do the bathroom ads.
Oh, yeah. Go
advertising.
Go ads. Yeah.
So I've got a few different things I'm doing, so it's really hard to track exactly where it's coming from.
But it's coming. I mean, I think it's crazy that in 2-3 weeks of January... in a pandemic and I would think in January, people have just finished the Christmas lights. So I'm not really thinking, oh, let's put some more lights on my house. I'm kind of like, okay, that's done. Like, let me just take a deep breath. But, I mean, you're getting business rolling in.
Yeah, we're doing good with the lighting. It's in the neighbors. I mean, once you see the house, they're going, oh, man, we need to do that.
Yeah,
Of course, I put a sign in the yard so they don't have to knock on the neighbor's door. They go, oh, let's call this guy.
Yeah, they know where it comes from.
Yep.
In case you're just joining us, we have Dan Smith with 9 Yards Landscaping Inn. So you've had little stints at other jobs, you said. Is that because you thought maybe this landscaping thing, I'm getting tired of it. It's hard physical work.
Yep. That was in high school, last 2 years of high school, and I cut grass also while I was at one job. And then the first year of college, I think I may have quit cutting grass for a while and went to another job and then decided to get back into it and through college because it's so easy, so flexible, you know, because it's college, you've got, you know, 3 dead hours. I'd go cut grass, come back all nasty and go to class and then go cut grass again.
I'm sure your professors and other students love that.
Yeah, I went
he's
in.
That weird guy that has grass on his shoes all the time.
Well, it's not just grass on your shoes. When you're mowing somebody's backyard and they've got dogs, you may go into class stinking a little bit.
Well, and it's sweaty. I mean, Tennessee is maybe one of the most humid places I've lived in my life. So you're sweaty and, you know, but I mean, it shows your dedication.
Well, I ended up having too many yards, really. So I had, you know, every chance I'd pull my mower to class and leave and go cut and come back.
I mean, and you were in landscape management. So did the kids in your class were like, he's got a leg up on us. He's hustling already. And we're just like, let me read this textbook.
Most of them would have a job and a few of them would come help me.
Yeah.
So it was
a good recruiting place for you. Hey, who wants to come work for my company?
That's right.
We'll be back in a second. Welcome back. I have Dan Smith with 9 Yards Landscaping. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry. And so, to have a business for 25 years, I think is pretty incredible. To be so set in what you wanted to do since you were 10, that's not common in entrepreneurs. How would you like, so especially for the younger generation out there, if they have a goal of running some sort of business, what would you tell them?
Get some help. Get somebody to help you with advertising right off the bat. It's expensive, but I mean, right off the bat, it will help you out greatly.
Get your name out there.
Yep.
Do you suggest like help in mentorship ways of like having somebody to kind of somebody who's farther along the line?
Yeah. Go while you're in high school or college, go work for a landscaper, whatever
you're. Did you have a mentor at all? Like for the business part of things?
Not really.
You just figured it out. I think it's interesting because I would think that. So do you suggest that people go to college or not? you be honest.
It's not a necessity. I mean, I think the trades are a great way to make a great living.
Yeah.
Whatever they may be.
I think it's interesting. This is kind of a tangent off, but kids are forced or really, really heavily pushed to go to college no matter what. They get, whether they can afford it or not, they get debt. Then they are my age, and they're still paying off college debt that they, you know, didn't even necessarily need the degree to do what they're doing. And so I think that's tough sometimes. But I think in entrepreneurship, it's so important to know you can chase your dreams without necessarily having that piece of paper. Do you regret getting the degree?
Yourself? No, I don't regret it.
You think there was a lot that you gained from that?
Yeah. I mean, it was a good time.
Yeah. Well, and I think there is a lot of growing and learning when you go to college.
Yes.
I think that is important. So I kind of, but I just, the college debt that people incur, I think is so tough sometimes when you're 40 years old and you're still paying back college debt.
And it's getting worse.
Yes, yes. So you have a child yourself.
I do.
What do you think you instill on your child to kind of being an entrepreneur? Do you think that has influenced your way that you kind of guide?
Well, right now he is not at all interested in landscaping,
yeah,
which is fine. I mean, he can make his own.
Has he
decision.
Cut grass since he was 10 years old?
He has not. He doesn't really want to cut my grass.
Which happens often, I think, you know.
Yeah.
So do you kind of, but there's a certain amount of work ethic that goes into not only the landscaping, like I said, the physical aspect of running, of doing landscaping, but just the work ethic of hard work and knowing what you put into a company, you're getting out. Do you think that you kind of instill that in or have tried to in your parenting ways?
Yeah. I mean, he's seen it. I mean, he sees me working and I don't know if he understands. Like, I'll come home and I sit on a computer for a couple hours sometimes and I think he's starting to figure it out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I've got stuff to do after I get home also.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's the thing is that, and especially in a place like you, like, so you're not sitting in the, you know, in your comfy, at your comfy computer all day long. You're out there hustling too, doing the landscape, doing the physical labor of things as well, right?
Correct.
So, you know, I think that's important as a boss is making sure that you're not, asking people to do things that you would never do yourself.
I've done it all.
Yeah. So do you think that your employees respect that a bit more of that they know they're working alongside you?
I think they do. I mean, a lot of times now I am gone, you know, because I'm out looking at jobs. Like we talked about earlier today, I'm going to be in Salina for a couple hours. Mm-hmm. So I won't be with them, but they know what to do and they do a good job. And
yeah. Well, and I think that they probably realize if you're not hustling to get more work, then there's not a next job for them.
Yeah, they give me a hard time, but I think they know that I'm out trying to get work.
Well, and that's good. I think that's a good company culture of like that camaraderie to give each other a hard time, to know you can give your boss a hard time. So how have you gotten involved? Do you feel like you've gotten involved in the community at all? Do you think your business is I think especially, like I said, with this lighting that you've kind of started over the last couple of years, I think you've become just a community feature. I think that you're the guy when people are on Hip Cookville and they're like, who does lighting? You're the one that people tag and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So how do you think you got to that point of like kind of being the guy to people connect to?
We've done a whole lot of lights in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And I mean, people see them and see my signs and I pretty much make friends with everybody that, you know, I'll do a job for. Typically, they end up calling that night or sending me pictures, or most of the time I go back at night just to make sure everything's adjusted right. So I'll end up talking to them some more, and we just end up getting along.
In case you're just joining, we have Dan Smith with 9 Yards Landscaping. Do you think, we talked a little bit earlier about the safety component of lighting. How often do you think that it looks pretty or that it is a safety reason that people are getting their lighting done?
Both. I mean, I think everybody considers both factors.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll drive by and see a house and go, well, that looks really good. And then they go, oh, well, plus.
Yeah.
And if they call me, of course, I tell them
about the safety issues of it. Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine how much it changes or, like in a neighborhood where if you don't have streetlights in your neighborhood, how having just a porch that's, you know, or bushes, like you said, that's well lit. It's going to stick in my head. This guy charging his phone on somebody's porch for a long time. I think about sometimes when I take my trash out in the dark and I'm like, okay, well, I have a Ring doorbell. And one time I, had gone to take the trash out and I came back in and it delayed and I got the notification on my phone and
it
I saw someone, I thought there was somebody on my porch and it was just me. So worked out okay. But so what else what advice do you have just for people starting a business in general about the entrepreneurship life? 25 years into this, started at 10 years old. Do you think, going back and looking, would you do it all again? Do you suggest people go into entrepreneurship and being their own boss?
Yeah. I mean, it's been a struggle at times, and I've changed a few things I've done along the way, and it could have changed earlier and would have been better off, but you know, hindsight.
Well, and there's, I mean, just in doing something for 25 years, things have changed. I'm sure lawnmowers have changed over time, or the way that I'm sure that plants are grown differently in 25 years. Yep. So let's talk a little bit about the last year. So 2020 for everybody has been a little crazy. How do you think the pandemic has affected your business?
I lost a couple big jobs, big paver jobs, just because they got worried about money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they could have afforded it, but they didn't know what money they were going to have coming in. And I was looking forward to doing both of them. They were going to be really nice jobs. But they said they'd be back in touch when everything settled down, which they thought that would have been in a couple months.
I don't think anybody realized that a year later we'd still kind of be in the
same boat.
Yeah. But I think the entrepreneurship community to me has been pretty resilient. People have learned how to pivot. And I would think with you guys being outside, it hasn't affected things as much, maybe. I mean, was there a time where you kind of, I mean, April, May here in town, everybody was kind of hunkered down. So did you guys stop? Was still growing.
Yeah, all the maintenance issues didn't slow down at all.
Yeah,
still got to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there's no way to tell what all landscaping jobs that.
Yeah, potential that you had lost. Yeah. Yeah. But, and I'm sure that people were concerned about money over the last year, but business remained pretty steady for you overall.
Yeah, we didn't miss a beat.
And that, I mean, you kind of were in the right industry to, like I said, you're outside, you don't have to work really with the public for the most part. And so it was a decent industry to stay.
Yeah.
Stay afloat during a pandemic, and whoever knew that was going to be something we had to plan for.
Still going on.
Yeah. So what's next for Nine Yards Landscaping?
It's a good question. Obviously, we want to grow and just keep doing. I really enjoy the lights, just because it's instant satisfaction for everyone, and I just enjoy them.
Yeah.
It just makes your house look great.
Yeah, it does. And so do you set goals for your business of like a certain number of houses, a certain number of employees? Do you?
I have been the last few months. I've been making a goal of how many lights we put out, just because it's a great way to fill your time. In landscaping, if it's wet out, you can't do dirt work, or you get rained out, and I mean, you can instantly go back and do lights. So I've been pushing that, and it'll slow down some in the spring because people will be wanting to do other things. I try to make little goals.
So you have some goals to increase that business. Do you think you'll have more employees in the next 5 years or so? Or
I assume so.
Yeah.
I assume I will in the next couple months.
But Nine Yards Landscaping is here to stay. There's no plans for you to sell the company or go into retirement anytime soon.
Nope. Got too many bills to pay.
Yeah. Well, how can people find you if they're looking for you?
Phone, obviously.
So that's 931-265-1994.
And I put a lot of my stuff on Facebook, which is under my name. It's not under Nine Yards.
Okay, so under Dan Smith on Facebook, and so they can connect with you there, see some of your work, and find out how to hire you. So thanks for coming in today, Dan. It was great talking with you.
Thank you.